Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, we're now into the third and final hour of this December 15th, 2005 Thursday edition. You know, I got a surprise, I don't know, six, 8 months ago, a year ago, I don't remember now, Dean, when Dean Hagman, who I've watched on The X-Files and who I'd also seen on The Lone Gunman, and I talked about that particular pilot episode quite a bit because it's parallels. It's almost exact parallels with 9/11 when Dean Hagman gave me a call and said, hey, I'm in town. Or actually, one of his local radio producer friends did. And then I called Dean. And then Dean came over to my house and said, I'm making a little documentary and I want to interview you. And I said, well, I'm going to interview you. And then we even got him on the radio for 30 minutes. But now we've got him for a full hour. And Dean, of course, has a long bio, a lot of movies, a lot of TV shows. But he's also a really smart guy. And very, very informed. And so he's here to talk about with us today and take your calls and go over a plethora of issues. Dean, I mean, for folks that don't know who you are, why don't you tell the listeners out there just a little bit more about yourself?
Right. Well, it's great to see you again, by the way.
Yeah, good to see you.
Yeah, I, for those who don't know, I was an actor on The X-Files for 9 seasons, 10 years, plus our own spinoff, The Lone Gunman. I'm the one that looked like Garth from Wayne's World. Thank you very much for everyone who said that. Yeah, I had the long blonde hair and the horn-rimmed glasses and the rock T-shirts with the Ramones and all that sort of thing.
You were my favorite character, I have to say. I was always glad whenever the conspiracy theorist guys popped up.
That's right. And, you know, the writers like Chris Carter and Vince, they were listening to shows like yours and Art Bell and stuff to get a sense of how to write for us and how to, like, do that. So you were major, major influences.
Wow, I'm flattered. I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely. They were all keeping tabs on everything, which made the show so relevant back then.
And I thought I'd hit the big time when the creator of King of the Hill told me that some of the characters on there were after us.
Is that right?
Mike Judge. Well, yeah, you know, the black helicopter people. And
yeah.
Black Hating and Gumbagum, give me any.
Dale in his basement.
Yeah, they kind of combined that character with some others. You know, they always had stuff at the Access TV studio and all the craziness. I don't know why we're getting so much attention, but I like that attention. It's better than attention from Dime Corps.
Yeah, exactly. Though I just heard about that now, that you... You're a bit threatened by these guys.
Man, I tell you, these are the guys to be threatened by.
Well, you know, this just is a testament to the good work you're doing. I mean, if you didn't have it, that kind of influence, they would just ignore you completely.
It actually just gives me the willies. That type of evil gives me the just where does that come from? It's like another universe.
It is another. Well, and it's that level of fear on those corporate structure parts that just indicate that there's a huge cultural shift coming. That I've seen over the last year, you know, since we talked in this documentary that I've been chewing, what I've found is that there is something larger going on that is phenomenal, that will, as you said, you know, left, right's an illusion and all that. We're somehow having this ability to see past these illusions, to see past these power structures that will just, I think, tear down the walls.
Well, it's like selling icy, frosty lemonades in hell. I mean, 10, 11 years ago when I first got started, people were perceptive and receptive, but nothing. I mean, it's light years now.
Yeah.
I mean, there's almost a danger to that, though, because then people are so ready to, you know, I'm wondering 2 weeks after the London bombing, is it a government operation? And then mainstream newspapers are saying it. So, but I'm also, though, seeing the discernment go up. People are also getting very discriminating, very selective. They're seeing through disinfo operations very quickly, which is very encouraging.
It is encouraging, and I think, you know, it's sort of the 100 monkey theory. You know that one? There's a larger collective unconsciousness that we're all keying into, and once that happens, then, you know, they can make all the threats they want, they can do all the sort of power grabs and pass all this legislation that turns it into a police state. I still believe that the larger consciousness, the publicist, will break through.
Oh, I agree. Let's talk more about that, because what did Gandhi say? First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win.
Mm-hmm.
But the movement will win. I just wonder if I can survive the attack. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking and viable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got about 52 minutes left in this broadcast, and Dean Haglund, who, again, was the star of the X-Files, one of the main stars on the show for 9 seasons, 10 years, and, of course, the Lone Gunman, pilot, and then 1 season, which, by the way, I did buy on DVD.
Oh, you did? Yeah. You have it here? I'll autograph it for you.
No. It's actually at the house. I don't watch much TV, but I'll selectively watch stuff on the DVD player while I'm on the treadmill or the exercise bike, so I don't turn into the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
I was going to say, you're looking more trim than last year.
Oh, God. I just got fatter and fatter, but I've been I was just working all the time, so I'm making myself, you know, work out a couple hours a day. When I can, but side issue, that's where I'm watching the entire season, which I thought was better than the X-Files, personally.
Thank you very much. Yeah, the writers did, too, and they wanted to, bring up a lot more of the ghost stories and the poo monsters that they had in the X-Files and go more into the conspiracy, but with the comedic edge, you know, as a way of getting some of these serious things across. But in a lighthearted tone.
You know, Coast to Coast AM, second biggest radio show in the country, it shifted a lot out of the ghost stories and stuff into more of the New World Order stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And the writers were trying to take that show in that direction in an entertaining fashion, a way of bringing these ideas into the public forum.
Is that because that's what the fans and the public wanted, or is that because that's what you guys wanted?
I think it was a combination. You know, the popularity of the gunman had a large conspiracy contingent to it, and so they were going after that fan base, and less from the shippers and the, you know, who loved Mulder and who loved Scully kind of thing.
a year ago or so, you were in town visiting friends, and we hooked up, and I had you on the radio and also interviewed you for the TV show, which I really appreciate. And, of course, you're traveling the country making a documentary.
Yeah.
You're also working on some movie things right now. But so we're honored to have you here with us. But I want to just rehash, maybe get some more comments on it now. Your pilot episode, tell us about that plot.
Yeah, absolutely. This was a pilot episode for The Lone Gunman, where the basic plot was the gunman had to stop a plane from flying into the World Trade Center 8 months before it actually happened. So when we got the script, it said, you know, plane, World Trade Center. They filmed an entire airplane. They had a green mat screen, so they put the... put the shot of the New York skyline in with the plane flying directly at it, and just seconds before we get computer control, we get it back to the pilots, and the pilots can pull the plane up and avoid hitting the World Trade Center. And part of that plot was that, as it said in the script, that this was to start an international war on terror, that this was, you know, the Cold War's over, and that for the arms race to continue and keep the economy going, that they would start an international war on terror by flying the plane into the World Trade Center.
In fact, I want to play that clip from The Lone Gunman right now. Go ahead and roll that clip where they're describing why this terrorist event is going to take place. You have kind of the boss of the conspiracy theorist talking to his father, who's in the government.
Right.
And so they're talking. Go ahead and roll that.
We know it's a war game scenario, and it has to do with airline counterterrorism. Why is it important enough to kill for?
Because it's no longer a game.
If some terrorist group wants to act out this scenario, why target you for assassination?
Depends on who your terrorists are.
The men who conceived of it in the first place. You're saying our government plans to commit a terrorist act against a domestic airline?
There you go. Indicting the entire government as usual. It's a faction. A small faction.
For what possible gain?
The Cold War's over, John. But with no clear enemy to stockpile against, the arms market's flat. But bring down a fully loaded 727 into the middle of New York City, and you'll find a dozen tin pot dictators all over the world just clamoring to take responsibility and begging to be smart bombed.
I can't believe it. This is about increasing arms sales.
Mm-hmm.
When?
Tonight.
How are you going to stop them?
That's what it looks like.
This
now we got the plane.
Right.
Remote access. Somebody on the ground's flying your plane.
That's me.
Keep your course.
You break in and save the people.
That's right.
According to our flight plan.
World Trade Center.
Right, yeah.
I'm mapping the data now.
Yeah, he's on the plane. We're on the ground. On the cell phone. On the phone for the plane. Communicating with the plane.
He bought the DVDs of this. This is just ripped off the web, so the audio isn't the best. Here it is.
In exactly 22 minutes.
Corner of Liberty in Washington. Lower Manhattan.
World Trade Center. I'm going to crash the plane into the World Trade Center. I'll sell the flight.
All right.
Now, we shot that in March of 2000. So that script was written probably around January, February 2000. And then that aired, that would have been September, I think, or maybe even January 2001, because it was a mid-season replacement. And then September 2001 it happened. And I didn't even put it together. It was the writers who actually called me in the afternoon going, are you watching this? And I'm going, well, why are the writers from the X-Files calling me?
You've been fixing your sink, right?
Yeah, exactly. You remember that. Yeah, my sink went. I was at Home Depot. I had, like, other issues than watching TV all day. And then suddenly it all gelled together all at once. And
that's kind of good that you were so unplugged from mainstream media that you didn't even know it was happening.
I mean, well, I heard about it.
I knew it, like, right when it happened. Well, sure, no, so they called you. But, I mean, you hadn't gotten all the details, I understand.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really amazing. And it was a great day to go to Home Depot that day, by the way. I should point that out.
Nobody was there.
Nobody was there, and everybody was really helpful.
So Chris Carter called you up.
Yeah, it was actually Vince Gilligan who called me up as I said he was watching that. Because Vince was he was the real spearhead for getting the gunman to the air. Chris Carter and everybody were involved in writing it, but they were also involved with trying to save, you know, season 8 of the X-Files and bring that show to a close somehow. So the focus was split. The writers were writing Lone Gunman episodes and writing X-Files episodes at the same time.
I actually saw news articles where Ashcroft went to Hollywood right after 9/11 and said, no more bad stories on us. We want you to work with us. And then I remember hearing that in a news article that Fox didn't like the government because it was anti-government. And then I remember seeing that you guys had gotten good ratings and it was a very popular series. Why cancel a winner?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a series of reasons. Including, I wrote a comic book called Why the Lone Gunman Was Canceled, because it's such an involved story that involves not just, you know, bad ratings, oh, get off the air. The ratings were good. The show was fairly, you know, inexpensive. We were shooting up in Vancouver, so it wasn't about cost. Chris Carter and Fox at this point started having a bad relationship, so that may have played into it. But yeah, there may have been a larger...
Well, just a microcosm of that. I mean, I've been on local radio, and number one show at night against everything, making the station tons of money. And they just said, "Stop talking about the government. You're gonna or you're fired." And I didn't shut up, and they fired me. So they had people lean on them. That's just at a local level. Now it's come out about hundreds and hundreds, and I'm telling you, it's thousands of reporters on government payrolls, not just in Iraq with fake news, but fake news here.
Hey, fake news here, and not only that. Chris Carter tells a story, and I met the psychic who was hired by the CIA just to hang out at Hollywood parties and then go back and drop emails about what she talked about. And this was the CIA keeping tabs on producers and writers of Hollywood movies because that's the...
Because a psychic with them is like their psychologist. These people spill their guts.
They spill their guts. And she went up to Chris Carter, who was at a party way in the back. She said, whatever you're working on is going to make you millions of dollars. And this was before he had launched the X-Files. And he actually told that same story, collaborated.
Now, also, you guys talked about the CIA, NASA, others planting ideas and scripts. And, I mean, come on. This is exactly what happened on 9/11. There is a government drill, actually five drills going on, flying planes into the very buildings.
Yes.
And now that's USA Today, folks. We told you that from our sources 2.5 years before it was in USA Today. Now it's admitted.
Yeah.
Okay, but we have this from our sources. Now it's admitted they have this drill. In the Lone Gunman pilot episode, this criminal group of the government is going to use a drill to make the rest of the government stand down,
yep.
And then they're going to fly it into there to attack Afghanistan, to smart bomb the Tin Horn dictators. I mean, you cannot get any closer.
I know. And then to say, oh, we had no indication that this would ever happen. This was like the government's position. There was no information that this would happen. It was everywhere. It was in your popular media. It's in your books, you know.
Specifically, were you able to talk to Chris Carter and others? I mean, was that storyline planted on them? Where did they get that?
They said they got it from a Tom Clancy novel. I forget which one.
Which it's admitted that Tom does get that from the intelligence agency.
So it probably was then second or third hand. But
there's a drill to make everybody stand down, but his book doesn't do that. That part was added. I mean, I'll tell you, the mathematical chance of that happening, but then what about the New York lottery coming up 9-1-1 on 9-1-1 the year after? What about the Chicago Mercantile coming up 9-1-1 with a bunch of zeros after it? Yeah. I mean, that was like one out of 14 billion.
Yeah, what are the odds of that? And how does that work? And this then goes back to a collective unconscious idea that, you know, there is a larger subconscious idea going on that then influences our reality.
Well, we know from what's even declassified, they're trying to actually program that through, and they know that we need to see symbols to somehow control that collective unconscious that they're trying to program with these subliminals.
Yeah, well, and I don't know how much that works because it'll go in both directions and shows like you and others and, you know, everybody doing this kind of work. Sort of will, you know, make a groundswell going the other way.
Dean, I want to go to break, and I want to come back and find out what you think of the torture. I have no idea what your views are.
Right.
What you think of the Pentagon domestic surveillance in America. These announcements that federal troops are going to march around on our street corners now.
And I just heard that.
Shake us down.
Yeah.
I want to, Homeland Security, quote, fight terrorists, and drugs are terrorism. So we have to have neighborhood groups with the military watching us. I want to get your views on all of this, but then it's okay, because Don King says George Bush is good.
Right, and I get all my my moral upbringing from Don King. So.
A convicted murderer.
Yeah, exactly. So I hadn't heard that one, actually.
Yeah, it's
good
new.
Old Brad King.
And, of course, all over the country, a rash of students getting expelled and suspended for removing the cameras in the potty.
Oh.
That's our big brother helping us.
Wow, I didn't know there were cameras in the potty.
Oh, yeah, that's how they keep us safe.
I went to a hip bar in London, and they broadcast the camera in the men's room into the ladies' room.
Really?
Yeah. It's very hip.
Well, this is it. We'll be right back.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
We don't need no education.
All right, folks, we're back live, and I promise we'll go to your calls, questions, comments for Dean Haglin. Coming up in the next segment, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Dean, there's a lot of different issues that you want to get into, and I want to cover them.
Mm-hmm.
But what's happening with the Patriot Act? What's happening with all this stuff about, you know, overt troops on the streets and gun confiscations in New Orleans and just all of the – and then congressmen caught with hundreds of millions of dollars in stolen defense funds. You talk about people waking up. What about inside the Hollywood structure? Are people starting to wake up there?
They are, but, again, you know, Hollywood does run on fear. So everybody, you know, if you want to do a military script, It has to be pro-military, or else you don't get the Pentagon giving you the tanks or the information, and you don't get a consultant, so your information looks way off. So,
oh, I've seen that, and they'll refuse something that's 98% pro-military. It's got to be crackerjack, corny worship.
Yeah, exactly. And I have friends who have written scripts that were, you know, anti-war, anti-military, and their agents just say, you know what, it's a great script. I'm sure it'd be fabulous. We're not going to do it because we know that it's going to be blocked, that we're not going to get funding. You know, these movies cost $20, $60 million to make. That money doesn't come from some guy down the street out of his, you know, checkbook. These come from huge venture capitalists that have huge corporate interests.
Well, Carlyle Group is buying into, they just bought one of the biggest theater chains in the country. They're trying to buy Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
They're buying TV stations.
That's right. And yet there's a, you know, this independent film thing like John Greenwald doing Outfoxed and The High Cost of Low Prices, the story of Walmart. He's doing these really independent documentaries that are huge hits, but they're being distributed through channels like straight to DVD. Like, you got DVD and theatrical at the same time, which is rare. Normally you show it in the theaters, then you
and that's good because you've got an audience, and that audience for alternative stuff is growing. You were telling me about a Hollywood 9/11 nexus point with this Alex Lightman.
Yeah, he's writing a book about the connection between Al-Qaeda and Hollywood. And apparently, now I don't know if this is true, but this is what he told me at Dragon Con or at San Diego Comic Con last year, is that the senior officials call themselves Al-Qaeda based on the translation of the Isaac Asimov book called The Club or The Group. Do you know this?
Yes.
Yeah, and that the Al-Qaeda seniors are very much into science fiction, and they had three or four different plans going on, and their watching of The Lone Gunman was the one that made them go into the, you know, they were tied to the government to go and launch a plane strike into the World Trade Center. Now, I don't know if that's true.
So he's saying he's getting this information, but so you guys making the film made them do that.
That's what he said.
But then, at the same time, the government would have had to watch and have drills, too, just for Al-Qaeda.
Well, he's saying that the Al-Qaeda is working with the government already, that they were funded and all of that.
I understand.
Sort of thing.
I've got to interview him.
Mm.
So who is Alex Lightman?
Alex Lightman. I got his business card. I'll give it to you. I'll get it to your email. He's an author, and he's been working on getting in a high-level Al-Qaeda reps for, he said, 5 or 6 years now, on their connection between that and Hollywood.
Well, I know this. A lot of so-called Arab or Central Asian terrorist leaders are government agents, or it's more like global corporations fund them. Then they go out and recruit 18-year-old kids that come from a dirt-poor place and are devout Muslims and tell them, you're going to fight a big jihad, you're going to go do this, and they activate them to carry out bombings in Israel right when there's about to be a peace deal that
right.
The Likudniks don't want.
Exactly.
And then it's even been in the Jerusalem Post and other papers, and UPI reported on it, that they go grab these 14-year-old kids that are throwing rocks. 10 years later, they'll release them after torture, brainwashing, as their boys. And then they caught them, quote, Al-Qaeda squads that are Mossad Arabs that are controlled.
Right. And all again, this comes from a larger corporate structure. It's about the money in more than, you know, I don't know. Like you said, it's an illusion of left and right and all those sort of
so
things.
So we need to get people to reach out and you know, in these Arab ghettos and Palestinian ghettos, and I know that actually they are waking up there, that suicide bombing is not good,
mm-hmm.
and most of the time it's got strings attached to it.
Absolutely. And as you said, they are waking up. And I see that, you know, everywhere I travel. I was in Europe extensively over this last 3 or 4 months.
But that was fun.
That was a lot of fun. So my hard drive crashed in Holland, so I just want to say I lost pretty much that whole documentary that we were shooting. I have the original footage, but I had cut it to about an hour and a half. It was just on my hard drive.
Oh, man, you got to back that up.
I got to back that up. I did a backup 5 months earlier, and I...
You know, I neurotically, and I mean, not that I'm some big filmmaker, but I neurotically, we upgrade and backup every day, and then we're hitting autosave after every execution.
Ah, see? Now that's the kind of discipline I should learn from you guys.
Well, actually, I did stuff like you've done.
You have?
Well, take Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. That was 5 years ago, back on a 3/4-inch tape machine.
Yeah, that's right.
Ate the whole tape. I had to start over again. Yeah, that was you talking about pulling your hair out.
Oh,
man.
My God. See, lessons that you learn.
Yeah, lessons that you learn. We'll be right back, cover a bunch of other issues, and take your calls. Stay with us.
Right on.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At financemypc.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. financemypc.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At financemypc.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to financemypc.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to financemypc.com today.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
We're talking here today with Dean Haglund. We're about to go to your calls, Alan and Elizabeth and Larry and Joseph in England. I want to go to Alan because he's been holding for a long time, and then we'll go to Joseph in England after that because he's on his own dime, joining us from the United Kingdom. But Dean Haglund, tell us about your website.
Oh, my website, deanhaglund.com. All the information. In fact, I think I have last year's show still there.
That's right. You've got it archived right there.
Right.
I saw it. I was flattered.
That's right. And then there's a link to my new invention, the Chill Pack. What's not that new now?
Which is smart and simple. You know, I gave my dad the Chill Pack last time.
Yeah.
And he uses it on his little laptop. And computers compute faster, don't they, with this?
That's right. Yeah, the secret they don't tell you is that the heat actually affects performance and also warps your hard drive. So what this is a completely freezable mat that you just throw in the freezer, whip it under the laptop. It's got a condensation-proof material around it, so no moisture develops. Drops the temperature by at least 70, 80 degrees.
How long does it stay frozen, or how long does it cool your computer significantly?
Well, here's the thing. It cools it significantly, about 1 to 4 hours, depending on the computer and how many programs you're running, what kind of processing you're doing. But I keep mine just at room temperature, and it continues to draw the heat away from the CPU into the gel that's inside that
exactly, because I've noticed laptops get hot.
They get really hot. In fact, that's why they call them notebooks now, because they don't want you putting them on your laps because there's three lawsuits out there of a guy suing the Apple and other computers.
Oh, sterility.
Companies. Yeah, not just sterility, but they actually getting blisters on the tip of their penis. But I don't know why they have their... That's another story that I don't want to hear about in court. But apparently they are suing for actual blisters.
You know, I actually heard something about laptop suits.
Yeah.
Are they putting off radiation like cell phones? I guess
no, no, it's the heat. Yeah, it's the New England Journal said if you're using the laptop, don't put it in your lap or you'll never have kids. And so, you know, my...
So now they're calling it...
Notebooks. They just call them computer notebooks instead of computer laptops because they're trying to get you away from using it on your lap.
Well, I never do that anyways because it's hard to, like, look down into your lap and do it.
Yeah, but the Chill Pack you can put under the table. You can put
this is your invention. And,
yes, patent it, the whole thing. Go to chillpack.com, spelled P-A-K. Order yours now. We can have it shipped out by Christmas. And,
Well, thank you for my chill pack.
Yes, Merry Christmas, Alex.
I will give this as a gift because I don't travel around with my laptops much. I always put them on a table. But you know, I might start carrying this because I've noticed that laptops sometimes are real slow, sometimes they're real fast, and so you're saying that's the heat.
That's the heat, yeah.
And, well, in the old days, I heard about how the government, like the NSA and places, would keep things real cold.
Yeah, they would refrigerate the room, and the fact is, the cooling fans on a lot of the laptops are so small now that they don't actually cool anything. Plus, the engineers at Apple got drunk with me one night, and they told me all the flaws. And they said, well, the fans are only taking ambient air temperature, and if it's cooler than the air around the CPU, that's the only cooling you're going to get. It's not a cooling effect like a wind chill, or the reason it feels cool on your skin is the moisture is evaporating. There's no moisture on a CPU, so there's nothing to evaporate. So your cooling is only trying to push cooler air outside the laptop. Near the
so
computer.
It's already 85 degrees or so.
Or, yeah, if you're in Hollywood and it's 110 by the pool and you're writing, you're just making a convection oven on your processor, which isn't helping at all. And, in fact, it will warp your hard drive, which is why towards the end of your life of your computer, it's completely useless because the head's warped off the actual disk.
Well, that is something we all need. Maybe I can become a distributor of the show.
Yeah, absolutely, Alex. I would appreciate
that. Like truckloads of them pulling up here at the office.
Yeah, and you can use it on your table, too. If you just write on your table, it acts as a buffer, so it's not a blanket. So it's not reflecting the heat back and forth between the surface of the table and the bottom of the CPU. That chill pack will allow the heat just to go into that gel and dissipate.
So even without putting it in the refrigerator, it works?
Yeah, yeah. Right. Not as effectively, of course. It doesn't cool it to, like... 70, 80 degrees.
How much faster does it go when you do that?
Well, we're finding our benchmark tests, I'm getting, feedback from people, but it's up to, we got two computers that ran 110% faster.
Wow.
Like, yeah, twice as fast. Now, we don't know if that's an anomaly or...
I think you start packing my G5s in there in ice.
Exactly, exactly, that kind of thing. Though the moisture would probably blow the whole thing up. But, yeah, but I have a friend who does sim, the sim characters where you simulate social interaction. She was running her desktop and her laptop, and she had to turn down all the details on her laptop because it was running so hot, and combining it with the desktop so that she could play online. Once she had the chill pack... She unplugged the desktop, turned the details up on her laptop, and just does the laptop to play online SimStack.
That's awesome. So, let's take some phone calls. Alan, you're up first. Where are you calling us from today?
Very interesting show. I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Yesterday on the Jerry Brownfield show, the Genesis Curies, he had the opportunity to have a reporter call in that was in Washington interviewing a meeting between Bush, our so-called Christian Bush, with the other people involved in the meeting regarding the Patriot Bill. He's trying to get him to pass it. And what come about was, Mr. Jones, was the fact that he, quote, Bush, definitely used God's name in vain.
So you're telling me that now we have confirmed, which his stuff's always confirmed, he was able to have a reporter on who was in that meeting and heard, it was a big congressional meeting, a lot of people were in there.
Absolutely.
This saying, don't give me the GD Constitution, it's just a piece of paper. The point
Absolutely.
Is, saying GD is one thing, and I'm not defending it, but everybody's focusing on the GD. It's that he's saying GD about the Constitution.
Yeah,
he used God's name in vain.
No,
not just GD. He said, "I'm going to say it, but I shouldn't."
Well, sir,
goddamn Constitution.
No, I understand.
Nothing more than a piece of paper.
No, but the point I'm trying to make is everyone's focusing in. I hear neocons defending him going, well, he's a Christian. A lot of Christians say GD. The point is he's saying GD about the Constitution.
Absolutely.
He's saying he doesn't like it. Right. That's the really big thing.
That's it. And
did the reporter say who they were? Because I want to.
Yeah, I copied the show on a video, not a video, but a.
No, we've got it in the archives. What time in the show was that? We'll try to grab it right now.
That comes on before you, which
No. I mean, during the hour, think back into your brain.
Okay.
What time during the hour was this said during Brownfield's show?
Well, he brought this out right away, right from the beginning.
Hold on. Derry didn't have the reporter on.
No, he's got. The reporter gave Jerry Brownfield all the... See, he asked mm-hmm. the aide that asked the question, well, isn't that...
No, sir, I've been covering the story since last week. I understand that. I'm saying, am I misunderstanding you? Did Jerry Brownfield have a reporter on who was there at the meeting?
He was there. He was there at the meeting.
Okay.
That reporter.
Great, sir. What time during the show did he have this reporter on as a guest?
Oh, it wasn't on his show.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Listen, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, Alan, we've covered this over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And what Mr. Thompson gets over Capitol Hill Blues always turned out to be very accurate.
Yeah.
And it just, I mean, he was the one that reported on Bush throwing temper tantrums, and 2 years later it was in New York Daily News.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, I always think Bush is so stupid. I don't know how much of this is his own doing. You know, he's uneducated in the best of senses. And so when I hear all of these things, you know, of him doing this and him manipulating that, I think he's just a puppet towards, you know, the larger corporation that's under him doing these
things. He's like a pony with the Pony Express. They ride that pony, he gets tired. You know, back before the telegraph, folks, they just jump on the next pony, ride to the, you know, a post rider.
Yeah.
Just riding him from post to post. And we all get focused on the pony all day, and it's hemming and it's hawing, and it's you're doing its business and on the front porch, but really it's just a pony.
That's right. Whipping boy for the larger corporations.
Let's talk to Elizabeth in Maryland. Thanks for the call, Alan. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Dean is a really refreshing, real person from Hollywood, and this is good news about the independent films and getting more of the truth out. And Alex, thank you, Dean, and I want to again commend you for your unflinching guts in bringing out the Franklin cover-up and the Dying Corps business with the women and the children. And as you know, you changed my entire life. You put me into broadcasting because on June 2nd, 2003, I turned you on for the first time, and you were telling about what the elite did with the children. And I couldn't tolerate this, and I believe that millions of people, your listeners, will keep the hedge of prayer around you. And I ask for that right now, because as Colonel Craig Roberts said, his grandfather told him down in the Ozarks before he went to Vietnam, son, you don't need to worry. You won't be taken home before the Lord is ready. And Alex, I just tell you, keep up the great work you're doing.
Well, I appreciate that. No, I mean, you know, Computer Science Corporation bought DynCorp, but I know DynCorp is upset by the things that we've said about it. But I mean, I'm reading it out of the BBC. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand that they need to be ashamed of what, I mean, and more than ashamed, this is just pit of hell behavior.
And Alex, I don't think they should be so stupid as to think to eliminate you will do anything. They'll just make you a martyr because the groundswell is moving. Many, many more yuppies, many, many more truck drivers across this country know they're learning each day. So I just commend you and thank you very much.
Well, thank you. I mean, I just hope cops driving by the CSC building know what they're driving past. I mean, they're driving past, you know, literally where ringwraiths dwell.
CSC, what did they actually put
out? Computer Science Corporation is this big data mining, huge data relay, data storage company.
Okay.
And I'm not saying CSC's bad. They bought DynCorp.
I see. And DynCorp's the one.
Yeah, at least a few years ago they bought them. And then I heard that some people in CSC from two different sources were saying, we got to bring, you know, do something to Alex Jones, got to shut him down, bring him down. I thought that meant technical, because they're technical.
Right.
I figured it was just some little group saying that.
Right.
Then I get it from another source without me even saying anything about it. And then I go, wait a minute, I forgot that they bought DynCorp. So I can't blame them. I'm saying that DynCorp is a division of that. DynCorp did this before CSC bought them.
Is that why your server goes out for 5 minutes on your show?
No, no, that's because we're
so damn popular as well.
That's because we're dumb. No, it is. It's hard to serve the numbers of people that want to tune into the show. But that's why we've added more backup streams at InfoWars.com that are secondary. Let's talk to Larry in North Carolina. Larry, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Dean. And,
hey, Larry.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering, you know how the government does things. What would happen if our government told Saddam Hussein, now, we're going to lessen your sentence if you will make supervised radio broadcast to the insurgents in Iraq and tell them to lay down their weapons? They'd probably listen to him.
Well, but they've got to get rid of Saddam because he knows where all the bodies are buried. In 58, it's admitted, he was a CIA assassin. They trained him in Egypt for 2 years. They put him in as the head of Baathist Security in 69. They got him in as the head of Baathist in 79. They funded him $30+ billion to attack the Iranians, then told him, go ahead and invade Iran, Kuwait.
Yep.
April Gillespie. So it's a sick joke. They were knocked over because they were a strong, secular country at first world status, with 60% of their graduates being women. The majority of their doctors graduating were women. They were a free country with Christians and Jews living in peace, and that can't be allowed. And now there's an Islamic jihad regime in there, and the government's happy.
Yeah. All right. You guys have a good one.
Thank you.
You too. I appreciate it. Dean, I want to get your comments on the war.
Yeah. You know, it's actually fascinating. I've been doing a couple of script works, and now there's another theory about the war, which I don't know if you know about, the portal, the gate of fire, the Ishtar gate in Babylon?
Yeah. There's a lot of people that are saying that the elites want all of those antiquities and that there's some spiritual significance to them there in Babylon, 30 miles north of Baghdad today. And I don't believe in that stuff, but I know the elite are obsessed with the occult, numerology. Hitler invaded, you know, went into Tunis to try to get the Spear of Destiny. So these Illuminists are obsessed with it. So I know for a fact they did want to go in there to get goodies.
Yeah, and that there's pictures of the U.S. Marines actually prying open the doors to the museum in Baghdad to loot the museum, and particularly they go downstairs to the vaults that had the Sumerian text.
No, that's admitted, yes.
Yeah, and that Sumerian text...
Well, actually, I mean, as you... I'm sure you're about to say this, but I have to... interrupt me, very obnoxious, that's my trademark. No, seriously, the Rosetta Stones, it's how to decode the text. Sorry.
It's how to decode the text, and that text has the thing about Gilgamesh, which is the oldest tale known to man, predating Noah's flood. And that explains that whoever has this information has unlimited knowledge and unlimited power, and that there's apparently a portal that opens up to another dimension that coincides with the planet that comes through our solar system every 10,500 years.
Yeah, I've seen all that. Yeah.
So that this then is a precept of why we ran into Iraq in March 2003 to get into this porthole to stop this internet.
Well, I just think it's a goodie on the side. You know, while Hitler's helping Mussolini in North Africa, why not run around with a few divisions and try to dig up goodies?
See?
Because, it's admitted Hitler thought he'd get power off this. So regardless, they do believe that. But it's about weapon sales, oil, domestic diversion, as he told his biographer. But certainly our government did, and they disappeared, loot that stuff.
And there's three things Jordan Maxwell pointed out, that there's three items that will sort of indicate that our U.S. government believes this. And one is that the goddess that guards this portal gate, there's Jehovah Jawah on the right, the male entity. The female entity is Shakti or Shakana, which is why the bombing campaign in Baghdad was called Shock and Awe.
Oh, yeah.
So that this was an indication that this female entity that we represent will be coming in and blocking you from entering this gate. The other one is that if Saddam Hussein thought he was the reincarnation of King Nebuchadnezzar.
Which he did think.
The only tribe King Nebuchadnezzar didn't enslave during his reign were the Moabs. And what did we name the 21,000-pound bomb that we tested in Florida for everyone to see?
Moabs,
mother of all bombs. We are the slave. We are the tribe you can't enslave. And then on top of that, if you look at the USA Today... Like, I can't listen to Bush speak. It just drives me nuts. But I read his speeches.
Yeah.
And USA Today had his speech from the RNC in New York City, his acceptance speech. And his opening sentence is, I am answering to a power from beyond the stars. Now, everyone thought that was reference to God, but born-agains don't refer to a God from beyond the stars. He's referring to a power from beyond the stars.
Well, listen, when you listen to all his speeches, Dean, it's all a cult.
It's all some bizarre cult.
Yeah, that speech he gave, again, folks, we're not saying there's really stargates, at least I'm not. They really no, they really do believe in this.
Yeah.
I mean, that Bohemian Grove with all this ritualized stuff, people say, well, it looks like theater. That's where theater comes from, is ritual.
Absolutely.
And they're there, and they believe they're opening this membrane, you know, to, and then they address the owl as a female, then as a male, and they're trying to basically do a black magic ritual where, you know, like Faust trying to cheat the devil, and they even have some quotes in there out of Faust. Remember, Care is the thing in the box that he can't get to.
That's right.
And they're trying to kill Care.
Yeah.
Well, they are killing it here. They are taking all their bad vibes, all their bad, whatever you want to call it, reap what you sow karma, mm-hmm. and they're trying to dump it into this dimension. It's very sophisticated black magic.
Very sophisticated, and shocking that it's in such a global, take it to a global level.
They're nuts. I mean, I know this. They're too. I mean, stuff that's 101. Nancy Reagan. Her husband, down to the second he gave a speech, what colors he wore was astrology.
Exactly. Signing the peace, the Russian Accord at 3:03 p.m. on
exactly.
All of that sort of thing. She had that psychic. He was an astrologer.
Yeah.
Worked for the government. That was all they consulted.
I mean, just so that's public, folks. Mm-hmm. And so many atheist people go, well, I don't want to look at this. I don't believe in that. It doesn't matter if you don't believe in it. They do.
That's right.
That's why they put their symbols everywhere. That's why they think they're getting power off of it. Final segment. Boy, this went by fast. We'll come back and talk to Joseph in England, who's been holding patiently. Stay with us with Dean Haglund.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Yeah. Dean's a nice guy. I'm glad he pops by. Dean, I want to take a final call from England.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a lot of other callers we don't have time to get to. I apologize. We'll have you back in again. Maybe another year you'll, like a planet, rotate back through orbiting us, or we're orbiting you and over there in Hollywood. But you've got some projects you're working on, one of them is not the Lone Gunman, but it's some of the people that you worked with on that. It is like a conspiracy investigation,
like
thing.
A political thriller with using the three actors, Tom Brady and Bruce Harwood. So we'll be shooting that this year, and also I'm wrote a script about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife, who found a cure for cancer in 1935 with the Rife machine. And refused to sell to the AMA, and then his lab was blown up twice, and his assistant poisoned. He was sued for the rest of his life in San Diego till 1971 when he died. So that script's coming out, too.
Well, you know, it's like the end of Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark. There's that warehouse just full of secrets.
Yeah, exactly, and they just put it in the back, and so this is one of those secrets that have come to the fore.
And you're working on a lot of other stuff, and we're always just thankful to have you here with us, here for your second voyage. Joseph in England, thanks for holding. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I've just got a question for Dean. In respect of your comments earlier regarding the pro-government themes, which we see more prevalent in, you know, modern TV shows, no chance of having a series crossover where the Lone Gunman might pop up in a future series of 24? Is that a long shot?
that's not that long a shot. Actually, a lot of the producers, including Howard Gordon and some of the others who used to work on The X-Files, now work on 24. However, our characters were killed off in season 8, 9 of The X-Files. I think season 9. They killed us off, but you never saw our bodies in the coffin, so... technically, we are not available for crossover due to the fact that our characters were killed off. That being said, that still has to be an agreement between Fox and Chris Carter. There's talk of a X-Files 2 movie coming out. Licensing and the larger machinations of how Fox works requires all these contracts to be in place.
Yeah, it's not anti-family, anti-America, anti-gun. Fox won't put it on nowadays because they're so conservative.
That's right.
You know, it's not Pleasure Island. Can your husband stop from having sex with a porn star? It's so Christian. Oh, thank God for Fox.
Yeah.
Anything else there from England, real quick?
Yeah, just quickly. I mean, I've seen, you know, most episodes of The Lone Gunman, and I'm not surprised it actually got cancelled because it was actually a good show, and it covered real issues, even though it was a comedic tone.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's true.
No, I mean, X-Files certainly grew, and then with Lone Gunman, it was a serious show. I mean, I never watched TV, and I actually watched some of the episodes. I was like, wow, this is good. And now I have it on DVD, which is still in stores.
Still in stores. You can get it at Amazon.com for sure.
It just came back out. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Dean Haglund, we're almost out of time here. DeanHaglund.com. And we got links to your websites over at Infowars.com. Feel free to post this stuff on the Internet.
Absolutely.
And you've been videotaping. We've been videotaping. We're going to put it up on the website.
Absolutely. I'm going to cut this into the documentary that still continues. I'm going to start recutting it.
I can't wait to see that, and I'm sorry to hear you lost it on your machine.
It's part of the process, I guess. Well, lessons to back up every day like you guys do.
Do you think we're going to see the military-industrial complex carry out more terror attacks here in the U.S.?
I don't know. I think that they just needed the one to then fuel their larger greedy plan, so I don't know how many more they have to do.
And then I guess just keep... All these terror drills are the same thing. It creates the same perception of that we're under terror attack.
Level red, you know, level orange, just it creates the fear that's necessary to have them do their whatever they have to do.
But roving teams of people shaking us down is not going to keep us safe.
Absolutely not. What keeps us safe is all of us coming together and, you know, seeing past the illusion.
I think the first thing you said at the start of the show was evergreen. They're doing all this because they know they're in trouble.
Right.
Their system is falling apart. There is a paradigm shift. And so right as they hit the big time, right as they get their world empire, it's already collapsing as they finish their penultimate goal.
Exactly.
It begins imploding.
And that's why they start doing more and more drastic measures as it all comes.
Exactly. Dean Haglund, thank you for joining us.
A joy as always.
Take care. God bless you all. See you back tomorrow. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello.